Welcome to the PowerPress Podcast. Thanks for listening. On this podcast, we share information to empower your podcast. My name is Mackenzie, and I'm happy to be back for episode 21. It's just me this week. We've been super busy here at Blueberry getting ready for the release of PowerPress Sites and the upcoming conference podcast movement that I think all of you at this point know that we will be attending. So I'm going to be sharing a bunch of news today and my podcast chronicle and give you a little bit of insight into PowerPress Sites, and that'll be all for today. So the first news clip that I want to talk about is Twitter and SoundCloud. Earlier this week, Twitter purchased SoundCloud, they didn't purchase it. It's a very bad word. They invested $70 million in SoundCloud. So that's kind of weird to think about because 2 years ago, they considered outright buying them, I believe, and they walked away from the deal. And I know Twitter has had some ups and downs in the past few years as well. I think they've gone through one or two CEOs and are trying to find a direction that they want to go in terms of trying to keep up in the social media world of how to keep Twitter relevant and evolving, because it's such a simple platform, just a news feed that's supposed to be based on time, and it's no longer like that. So I know that they're trying to figure that out. But anyway, this is about SoundCloud. Twitter invested $70 million in them and said that there is a potential for about $30 million more for a $100 million in new funding for them. Now all we're trying to do is figure out why Twitter has gotten involved in this. I know that SoundCloud could use the money. I feel like they're always on the brink of shutting down, or in this case, a huge influx of cash. They started their new paid monthly subscription service, and I'm not confident on this number, but I think it's $10 a month to listen to everything. I don't really know if SoundCloud really marketed the subscription or the subscription-based platform very well. I don't know if they wanted to, but I feel like most people don't know about it. At least it's not up there and competing with, you know, Spotify or Apple Music or anything like that. I don't know if that's what they're going for or if it just kind of flopped, but this is most likely one of the reasons why they're looking for cash, because they need to, the subscription service is kind of the make or break. That's what they're vying for. That's why they've been going to all of these, you know, all of the record companies and labels right now so they can get access to this music so that they can legally do this subscription service, and now they got to pay for those record labels somehow. So I assume Twitter will be part of that effort. In terms of integration in Twitter of SoundCloud, that I think will probably be one of the first things that we see, or at least down the road. Because in recent years, we've gotten GIFs and live video and Vine and audio cards. So I think this will be definitely something that they're interested in doing. So for podcasting, I don't know who would want to listen to an entire podcast if it's more than, you know, 90 seconds in Twitter, because that's what Twitter is for, is to quickly read and scroll. But it could change, you know, it could change some things, because once you start to integrate different services together, then people kind of change how they use said service. I mean, look at Facebook and videos. Like, that's what people spend a significant amount of their time on Facebook doing nowadays. So they evolve. We'll see how this turns out for them. SoundCloud will eventually be back in the news in terms of podcasting and just in general, based on their money issues that seem to come about, positive and negative. So if you have anything to say about SoundCloud and Twitter, please let me know. I'd love to hear your feedback on this. You can do that in the comments on this podcast, on the blog, powerpresspodcast.com. So up next, I wanted to talk about my podcaster chronicle. And this week, it's about when do you find the time to do your podcast? Like, I am at the office right now at 7 in the morning recording this, because when I do them by myself, I prefer to have no one else in the office, just because it gives me, it feels better to think that way. It feels more natural that way than talking to myself with other people around. I don't know if that will ever change as I do this longer and longer. I think I'm still going to think that's a little weird if I'm just talking to myself and having a conversation with myself while there's other people around. So that's probably not going to go anywhere anytime fast. I mean, this is not a hobby of mine out of work. Not to say I wouldn't do a podcast outside of work, but if I did, I don't know when I would do it. I feel like the only time I would have time to do it would be on the weekend. So, like, when do you guys have time to do this? And especially if you're doing a podcast with other people, because that means you have two schedules or three schedules or, you know, even more potentially to coordinate. And then even if you, you know, interview people and you have to get a guest for pretty much every episode that you do, then that brings on a challenge as well. I don't know when I have guests what my favorite time of the day is. I kind of feel like either like mid-morning, like 10 a.m. or after work on at like 6 p.m. I've done some around that time, and that usually works pretty well, because then I don't have anything to think about that I have to finish like at work after I have done this podcast. By then, my head is kind of clear and I can just focus on recording the podcast, as opposed to sometimes when it's in the middle of the workday, I'm just thinking about, okay, I have this to do and this to do by 4, and then I have to do this by tomorrow morning. And sometimes I think it's just better to not do it during the middle of the day like that. At least it is for me. I don't know. I think my favorite time to record is probably after work. And I say that as I'm recording before work. So what do you think is your favorite time to record? I feel like if I was doing this at home, I would end up doing it at like 4 a.m. sitting like in my bedroom. That's not going to happen anytime soon. Okay, and moving on from my podcasting chronicle, I wanted to talk about PowerPress a little bit. So last episode, Mike and I talked about PowerPress 7.0 coming out. And in the 2 weeks that I have been gone, PowerPress 7.0.1 came out. Because as much testing as we can do, there was still a bug that came about, and we, you know, took care of it, got the new release out, and are happy to note that we haven't had any issues after that release, after the new release went out. So if you still have not updated PowerPress yet, we highly suggest you do now. It's working fine, it is stable, and of course, if you do have any issues, please let us know. Please let us know. We are always looking to take care of that for you. Other than PowerPress, I wanted to talk about PowerPress sites a little bit. So it is getting closer and closer, and I cannot tell you how excited we are to be getting PowerPress sites out as soon as possible. We are taking our time with this release because we want to get it right. It is a big and powerful beast, and while it is simple for the user, it is not so simple to make that possible. So we're spending lots of time and energy on that, and we just want to get everything smoothed out and as seamless as possible for podcasters, especially new podcasters that are, you know, all this technology can be a little intimidating. So we want to make it as simple as possible to not only publish your podcast through through PowerPress, but to make it easy and all in one place, but essentially don't have Blueberry associated with your website. You know, our new player doesn't have our name or our logo on it whatsoever. It is pretty neutral, so it's going to blend in with most websites. And it's only for hosting customers, and hosting customers in PowerPress, it's built into there as well. We think that's, you know, pretty helpful to keep your brand your brand. That is what we strive to do. We strive to make this your podcast and your podcast as easy as possible. I don't have time to sit around and figure out how to publish a podcast every week and go through a million steps, which is why I use PowerPress. And we want to make sure that you guys just, you know, get what you want. So, you know, can't give a date right now, but please, 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 if you are interested, email me, Mackenzie, MackenZie, at blueberry.com. I am keeping a list of people that are interested in PowerPress sites, and when it is available, you will be one of the, you guys on that list will be the first to know when it becomes available. We don't want to forget you guys that have shown interest and stuck with us for this release, and we think it's really going to, you know, benefit new podcasters, even podcasters that have been at this for years that just have a new show or just want to, you know, refresh what they have and or just upgrade what they already have to a new type of website. I have been doing a lot of testing, and I am so far a very big fan. So I'm excited for all of you guys to see it in, you know, the upcoming weeks and to get your feedback on it. So it's coming. If you would like to be in the know, please email me, and I'll be happy to let you know when it is available. Okay, and now I have an iTunes bit, a little blib about them, and they are, iTunes is still having an issue with podcasts updating. The listings are not updating in the directory, which freaks people out. And it's not the end of the world. Like, it's really not going to affect your podcast. People can still listen to it. Subscribers will still get those episodes, and they will show up eventually. I've heard from people that they are taking days, which, you know, freaks you out. However, it will show up. It's not that your podcast wasn't published or anything like that. It's there. It just, iTunes is having a bit of an issue. I feel like it's been going on for at least a week now. iTunes usually tries to clean things up, you know, in at least a couple days. So I don't know why this one is taking longer. I assume that they will have a resolution hopefully by Monday. I mean, this is end of the week, the 16th or whatever. So I hope by Monday, you know, like the 20th or whatever, that they will have a resolution to this issue. But just know that if your podcast episode that you just published is not showing up on iTunes, you are not alone. Don't assume that you did anything wrong. Don't assume that your feed is messed up. I know that Mike Dell, our customer support coordinator, has put out a podcast episode about this. Just saying, you know, don't panic. It's okay. I think he goes into detail about what the issue is a little bit more. So if you really do feel like you have an issue that may not be related to this, please, yes, let us know. And if you think, but, you know, if you're really worried about it and you don't know what the problem is with your episode, just let us know. We'll help you out. It's most likely just iTunes, but it may not be. There are many issues that can pop up with RSS feeds, but just know iTunes will most likely have, you know, most likely patch it up real soon. And one of the last things I wanted to talk about was Stitcher. Stitcher was bought out by the EW Scripts company last week for $4.5 million. And Scripts already bought Midroll sometime in the past year, I think within the past 6 months. Stitcher is known for being an app to listen to podcasts. It has more than 65,000. And Scripps is just trying to get involved in all of the new media. I mean, they've been around for over 100 years now, and they're staying relevant. So I got to give them credit for that. They understand the money that is coming in and going out of podcasting, and I guess or at least acknowledging growth and the possibilities of podcasts and, the community behind it. Not necessarily just the podcasters, but the audience themselves, of course, because that is the audience is where they make money. So I think they like the potential for the money and the community that puts on, that puts on podcasting. So they're looking to integrate it into their system. I don't know how fast that will happen, but it's a pretty big deal to see a company of, Scripps stature. I've known about them for years simply because they're based in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I grew up in Ohio. So I've known about them, and then I went to Ohio University with the E.W. Scripps College of Communication, which I studied in. So I am well aware of this company. And I see that they are also buying up some other companies as well. I know that they purchased Cracked, which is like a satire website. And I don't know how much they bought that for. And then possibly something else in the past year that I think has to do with video or film or something like that. So they're getting their feet wet in pretty much every type of media. Well, that's good. It also makes me a little curious how they will go about each one of these and to be frank, not screw them up. Because while they're getting their feet wet and everything, that also means they can't necessarily put their focus on one thing. So that gives leeway for mishaps. And, I don't really use Stitcher, so it doesn't really matter to me. If you do use Stitcher, let me know what you think about this, and if you are, excited or blasé and don't care, or if you are excited about this. This just kind of makes me think more and more, we're seeing this pretty often, that companies are coming together to take on podcasting. And that's all I have to say about Stitcher and Scripps. And of course, I feel the need to let you guys know where Blueberry will be in the next couple months. Going to Podcast Movement, use the code Blueberry to save $40 off your ticket. And by the way, they just released another block of hotel rooms at the Hyatt because they sold out the block that they already had, so they wanted to get some more for you. I don't think that they're going to last very long. So if you were interested at staying at the hotel with the conference, then jump on that as soon as possible. We are having a workshop Wednesday, July 6th, the morning that Podcast Movement kicks off, and there are no sessions or anything happening yet. It's going to be about Blueberry and PowerPress and PowerPress sites. So basically tips and tricks about how to maximize all of our services. So we're really looking forward to it. We want you guys to let us know if you're going to attend. So if you want to join us, I've put a link to that survey or the sign up registration in the show notes, and you can find it probably floating around in our social media as well. We are looking forward to it, and we want to see you guys there. That's all I have for today. So thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave a review. Give me any feedback you have about all the news that I was talking about. And of course, if you have any questions and if you are interested in PowerPress sites, please email me. My email is in the show notes as well. All right. Thanks, guys, for listening, and I'll be back with you next episode.